Soul? Who said soul? Where did that come from? What is it? And how do we know? To answer, ageless wisdom teaches observation. Vegetable, mineral, and animal kingdoms are what they are. They can't become anything else. They have no morals or ethics, no good-bad call. Genetically, they have no capacity to choose otherwise. You see, baby love, the innate ability to realize that choices are available comes way before choosing is possible. Enter soul, bringing empathy, thus sympathy, thus compassion, which mandate the concept and necessity of making choices. Choosing makes humans become something different, whether they think they are or not. Becoming something different, choice by choice, can be called by many names. Evolution, growth, expansion, or degeneration. But being genetically equipped with soul makes choosing mandatory. Truth be told, without soul, there are no choices to be made. The real monkey wrench in the machinery of soul is the mysterious necessity of guiding principles by which each human can decide what or which to choose. Enter morality, ethics, philosophies, values, beliefs, and mores. Bingo! The enigmatic good-bad call. Being anxious about making choices, disturbed about what principles should guide you, agitated about how to treat others, and perturbed about the many more dilemmas is proof of the presence of soul. Woo-hoo-hoo, that's being human.